Welcome back to Inferno on Ice. I'm your host, Drew Smith. While the Sun Devil hockey team takes a break, ASU announced on December 17th that in conjunction with the Hockey Commissioners Association and College Hockey Inc., that the Sun Devils will serve as the host institution for the men's 2025 Icebreaker Tournament. Alaska, Notre Dame, and Quinnipiac will also compete in the event, scheduled for October 10th and 11th, 2025 at Mullet Arena in Tempe. The addition of ASU men's hockey has been a tremendous success, and we hope to one day have the Icebreaker Tournament in Tempe, said College Hockey Inc. executive Sean Hogan. Four of the top programs in the country will compete in one of the best buildings in college hockey, and it will be a great way to kick off the 2025-26 season. The tournament began in 1997 and marks the beginning of the Division I men's hockey season. The tournament is administered by College Hockey Inc. on behalf of the Hockey Commissioners Association. This will be the first time that the Sun Devils will participate in the Icebreaker Tournament. Now, to join the show today is ASU Athletic Director Graham Rossini. Graham has been a key figure in the success of the Sun Devils and the Sun Devil hockey program and its transition from a club hockey team to a Division I program and getting the Sun Devils into the NCHC. Welcome to the Inferno, ASU Athletic Director Graham Rossini. So obviously this is a college hockey podcast, but there's a lot going on in ASU athletics. So let's start there. We have the football team headed to the playoff. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, just very excited. The moment that Coach Dillingham got on campus a couple years ago and really started to energize fan base, activate the Valley. And it's happening. 2 years later, we're going to the CFP as Big 12 champs. And, you know, it's been a dream for Sun Devil fans for a long time to be in the national conversation in college football, to be competing in the CFP. And what we're hoping this year, that shows the fan base and the community that these dreams can become realities, and that we're very focused on investing into the football program and securing our place on a high level of success for the years to come.
Speaking of success, it's been a transition into the Big 12 this year. What are your thoughts on that?
It's been exciting. You know, we knew it would be different. We were very familiar with the Pac-10, Pac-12 for the last 40 plus years. And so it just created a number of exciting new opportunities for us as we, you know, transition into the Big 12. And what's exciting is it's a national footprint. So from the four corner schools that all joined together, all the way to University of Central Florida in Orlando and West Virginia, Cincinnati, even Iowa State, kind of in the Midwest, east side of the nation. A lot of schools in Texas, four schools in Texas, and then throughout Oklahoma and Kansas. And so a really valuable national footprint that gives us, you know, 90 million fans across the 16 institutions, and a tremendous opportunity for us to storytell a lot about ASU, make sure the nation's aware of what's been happening here in Tempe and the Valley on all of our campuses and the progression and growth of ASU as an institution. But then also a chance to just showcase the university through sports, and having 26 sports that play all over the country. And now that we're part of a national footprint with great distribution on ESPN and Fox and their respective networks, it just gives us a chance to really shine a bright light on ASU. And so it's been exciting in the early days.
And speaking of the Sun Devils, let's talk about your path. How did you end up in ASU in the athletic director position?
Well, I'm a Sun Devil. And so I came out from Mobile, Alabama, grew up in the Gulf Coast, and had a dream to come to ASU myself, and had a chance to be part of our baseball program, spent 8 seasons with baseball in a variety of different roles. I got my undergrad at W.P. Carey School of Business. You know, spent some time in professional baseball with the Diamondbacks. And then, you know, during my time at the Diamondbacks, stayed connected to ASU on the National Alumni Board and Council, came back to get my MBA at W.P. Carey. And so I've stayed connected to ASU over the better part of the last 25 years, and had a chance to come back to the athletics department in the spring of 2021 as a senior associate AD, and a couple promotions later, living the dream of a lifetime of serving as the athletics director of my alma mater.
So speaking of the Sun Devils, let's move more into hockey stuff. The transition into the NCHC, it's a major milestone for the university, joining two new conferences. Can you walk us through the process of how that came together on the ASU side?
Yeah, I mean, it's been an aspiration for quite some time now to land in a hockey-specific conference. And we took a run at the NCHC a couple years ago. And as Coach Powers tells the media and others who are interested, it was probably a blessing in disguise that they said no on the first time. And we weren't quite ready as a mature Division I program. We were trying to get the resources invested in the program. We were trying to get an arena solution secured, and having solved for all those, and now the chance to go back at the NCHC and apply for membership, in which we were fortunate to get admitted a couple years ago, and now we're in our first season. A decade later of this transition to becoming a high-end Division I hockey program, making that several-year transition from a club program into a full Division I member, having the ability to fundraise and create Mullett Arena, which has been an unbelievable asset for our program and our university. And then that final piece was getting back into the conversation to join a hockey-specific conference. And we're very convinced in the early going that the NCHC has been the perfect fit for us. Great leadership with Commissioner Weems, a really important portfolio of nine hockey schools that really care about the sport and are making a tremendous investment into it. And so it's been fun, in the middle of our first season as a member of the NCHC, flying a very proud flag as a member of this elite hockey conference.
And with the growth of hockey, just today, Sun Devil Hockey announced the Icebreaker tournament will be coming to Tempe. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's always important that we use tournaments or the regular season or any opportunity to showcase the commitment that we're making to the sport of hockey. And hockey's valuable for us because it creates a pathway for ASU to get involved in different parts of the US, obviously parts of Canada, an opportunity to recruit into Europe and other parts of the globe, because there's a lot of hockey playing populations that will now look at ASU as a place that they want to play, a place that they want to attend, a part of the world that they want to live in. And so any chance you get to host a tournament like the Icebreaker and really welcome some elite hockey programs onto the Tempe campus in the Mullett Arena, it just continues to shine such a bright light on all the great things happening here at ASU.
Hockey's been growing dramatically here through ASU. What are your thoughts on college hockey in non-traditional markets like Tempe, and how can you see it grow throughout the West?
Well, it's exciting that we've been able to make the investment and use hockey as, again, another platform to get people aware of what's happening at our university. And at some point, athletics is a great tool for driving enrollment and creating unique experiences through higher education. And so I think the fact that we're a powerful athletic department, but also very relevant in a unique sport like Division I men's ice hockey, it's really important that we find those opportunities. At this moment in the industry, right, a lot of conference realignment, a lot of navigating around these lawsuits that are facing the NCAA and what post-settlement environment is going to look like. I think it's going to be a really interesting moment to see if schools are adding programs. And I think the conversation that we often have is that ice hockey works at a lot of the traditional larger universities. It's just not maybe the right time for universities to be investing in creating new programs. We're trying to navigate the reality of the post-settlement era, the transfer portal era, the increased cost of doing business in college sports today. So we're hopeful that more universities will open their eyes to the power of what Division I ice hockey can mean for their university. But we're also very fortunate that we've been in this process for the last decade and really getting solidified on our own.
Speaking of NIL and the growth of that, could you share more about the Sun Angel Collective and how that ties into hockey?
Well, the Sun Angel Collective has been a tremendous tool for us in just evolving our foundation in name, image, and likeness. And admittedly, we've got the value of perspective now 3 or 4 years into the early days of NIL. And, we're lucky that the Sun Angel Collective has taken a very leading role in finding opportunities for all of our athletes, including hockey, to partner with local businesses to promote a product, a brand, or a service, and then obviously earn in return for the use of their NIL. Where we're really excited about our direction moving forward is that, in my opinion, there's never been a better time to be a major research university in a major metropolitan area, because we've got access to scale, we've got access to population, we've got over 1 million alums of ASU worldwide. A lot of them own businesses, a lot of them are looking for a connection point back to the university. And I think beyond what a young athlete can earn through the use of their NIL, what's more important in our opinion is that NIL is a tool for human development. NIL is a part of their university journey, because a lot of our hockey players or any of our athletes probably started playing their sport at 4 or 5 years old. They never had a high school part-time job. They don't have time to do an internship in college. They certainly can't study abroad the way that most college students get the opportunity to do so. enter NIL and the chance to work with a brand or promote a product or a service, they're building resume experience. They're building professional networks. They're getting trained in an area that they're interested in pursuing. And so when they're graduated and when hockey is over, whether that's at a university level or if they get the chance to play professionally, they've used NIL as a way to jumpstart their professional career. And we really think that there's tremendous opportunity in a market like Phoenix, in a metropolitan area like the Valley, where there's access to longstanding businesses. There's all these emerging companies and startups that are happening around us. Companies are relocating to the Valley in great numbers. There's people moving to Phoenix and millions of new residents to our market in the last decade. All this is an opportunity to plug NIL into the conversation and help enrich the journey of an ASU student athlete.
Finally, one more fun question for you. If you could create a dream team made up of athletes from any ASU sport, like on a line, so about five or six, who would you include and why?
In any sport?
In any sport.
Wow. That's a great question. I think Pat Tillman would be our champion and our captain right out the gate. I think Pat is about as proud of an example of a Sun Devil athlete as you could point to. He's selfless. He's accountable. He's dedicated. He's interested in something bigger than the individual. So Pat Tillman's our first round pick all day long. I think of superstars like James Harden. Brianne January played women's basketball here, was a WNBA champion. Barry Bonds from my baseball days, Dustin Pedroia, who's a legendary Red Sox. You got hockey players like Joey Decord in the NHL, Josh Doan in the NHL. So I'm not sure how many roster spots we're building, but there's a number of athletes that, certainly jump out as you ask that question.
Thanks to Graham Rossini for joining the show. We'll catch you next time on Inferno on Ice.